This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 8th of September, 1 month's
free membership to the People Building Members Club. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.
Summer series of the 7 deadly sins. We're back to our topics as selected by you, and our topic for today is going to be all about Tourette's syndrome. And this is after someone had written in to request said topic. If there's a topic that hasn't yet been covered in the show that you would like to hear on the show, then all you have to do is email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk and let me know what you'd like for me to be talking about and resolving and finding solutions for using the marvellous skills of NLP and hypnotherapy. And in fact, it's probably a good time to say, if you're new to the show, really what the show is all about. So this is the People Building Podcast. My name is Gemma Bailey, and our show is all about hypnotherapy and NLP and other stuff that slots in with that, and how it is that we can use these marvellous tools to help us and other people overcome challenges that they might be having throughout their lives. And so what traditionally tends to happen is people write into me by sending an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. They let me know what they think of the show, what they think could be even better about the show. If you have some ideas or suggestions for the show, what kind of stuff you'd like to have coming up in the future, what sorts of topics you'd like to have covered. And then the format is that we take, first of all, a quick look through our newsletter, which goes out to all those of you who have subscribed. We then talk about our topic for the day. We discuss any resolutions that we may have been able to find to that problem. Then we introduce a hypnosis audio and script from off of the People Building website. And we listen to some feedback from you guys out there in listener land. And then we finish off the show with a nice session of relaxation. So if you're new to the People Building Podcast, welcome aboard. Let me know if you're a newbie. It's nice to say hello. Just send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Anyways, let's progress with the show. As I said earlier, we start by looking at Hello People, the People Building newsletter, which is distributed to all those of you who have signed up via the People Building website by clicking on the Get the Newsletter button. And when you do so, you get free gifts. You get some special stuff from off of the People Building website that you would otherwise have to pay a small fortune for. So here's what's in our newsletter for today. There is, in our Who We're Loving section, something called Stop Fear Now. And this is all about a book which is available, and it's basically 7 leading authors who have come together to give you a collection of life-altering success secrets. And this book called Stop Fear Now with 6 Simple Steps. And basically, for one day, everything is being given away. And that one day is today, the 8th of September. However, you can only get your hands on that if you're signed up to the People Building newsletter. So the thing is if that's the kind of thing you're listening to now, going, oh, that sounds like it's an amazing opportunity and I'm not going to be able to get it, then make sure you're signed up to the newsletter so that in the future you can get your hands on that sort of stuff as and when we're featuring things like that in the newsletter. Our article today is called But I Know a Man Who Can, and it's all about the skill of modelling, which is a big part of NLP, and it's basically about taking on the skills that somebody else has to do something that you're currently unable to do. So it's kind of copying them is the simple way to explain it. But there's all sorts of different qualities that we look out for when we're modelling someone else. So I've shared some experience, some of my own personal modelling experience and how it's worked for me, and talked as well about some of the other details that you can look out for when you're modelling someone else. Our podcast downloads, just to let you know, so this includes now not just the People Building podcast, but also the video podcast, because that's also now available on our YouTube on our iTunes feed. So as well as the video podcast going out on YouTube and out to all the subscribers, it also goes out to our iTunes account. So anyone who subscribed to the People Building podcast through iTunes can also get the video podcast. Now the benefits of being signed up to the actual video podcast subscription is that you get your hands on all these amazing sorts of offers and different products that I'm promoting to you. But anyway, as I was saying, podcast downloads so far for 2010, 169,911 downloads. Are we going to make the 250,000 by the end of the year? Oh, I'm not too sure anymore. I was really confident and now I don't know. Maybe the maths just isn't adding up. So if we say, what's that? 170,000. I'm just going to do a quick sum. So say basically we're almost at 170,000. If we divide that by 8 months, then that's roughly 21,000 a month. Oh, I don't know, because if we then said 21,000 times by 12 months, then yes, we should, but really only by the skin of our teeth. So let's make that happen. Let's make that target. And keep downloading this show, obviously, but recommend it to a friend. Recommend the show to a friend. It's a good show. You should anyway. In the other news section of our newsletter, I'll share this with you quickly because this is an interesting article. There's a hospital in The Hague called the Juliana Children's Hospital, and they've started to use hypnosis in an effort to reduce pain, stress and fear amongst the child patients that they have there. So obviously the hypnosis will only be used if the child and the parents agree to the treatment. But what they found is that in their hospital research, which was in 2007, it was carried out, 85% of the children with mysterious stomach pains saw their symptoms clear up with the hypnosis, but only 25% of the children given medicine got better. What a massive, massive difference in numbers. 85% saw their symptoms clear up with hypnosis, but only 25% got better with medicine. So, be interested to know how that continues to work out once they start rolling that program out. In our joke section today, there is a new form of therapy. It's actually a YouTube video in the joke section this week. I think you'll like it. Our motivational quote says, "Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, 'I will try again tomorrow.'" I have a feeling I've used that quote before, but I really rather like it. All right, there's the end of our newsletter music. That tells me now it's time for us to crack on with the show. From somebody's suggestion, we are now covering in our content today Tourette syndrome. And it's funny, I saw something on a program called QI. I don't know if any of you in the UK watch that show with Stephen Fry, and I love it. And a friend of mine and I have this rule that if we're trying to outsmart each other, if either of us says, "But I saw Stephen Fry say it on QI," then that's the absolute resolution to the argument. If Stephen Fry said it on QI, then it's absolutely true. So we once had this conversation about whether toads and frogs were the same creatures or whether there were actually any differences. And I was saying, no, I think toads are maybe a bit lumpier, perhaps a little bit bigger, this sort of thing. And my friend said, actually, Stephen Fry on QI said that essentially they're both the same. That was it. I couldn't argue anymore. So I saw Stephen Fry talking on QI a little bit about Tourette syndrome just a few weeks ago, and he was saying on there that the Tourette syndrome is named after the guy that discovered it. So his surname was Tourette, and he was kind of traveling around discovering all these different bizarre psychiatric disorders, and one of them that he came across was with, and I'm going to double check these details now, was with regards to a community of lumberjacks in Canada. So in 1884, George Gilles de la Tourette became the intern of the famous neurologist Jean M. Charcot. Tourette became interested in movement disorders by reading medical reports of the Jumping Frenchmen of Maine by George Beard in 1878 and 1880. The Jumping Frenchmen were lumberjacks of French-Canadian descent living in the Moosehead Lake region of Maine. These men, when startled, would jump excessively, and if given a command, would carry it out immediately while repeating the instruction over and over. As there was little entertainment in a lumber camp, they would often be provoked deliberately by co-workers. So this information comes from memdewey.com, and you can read a little bit more about it there. But it's just the most bizarre and fascinating disorder. So Tourette obviously then went on to discover, if you like, Tourette syndrome, which is obviously where its name comes from. So if we take a little look at Tourette's, which in itself is a little bit of an unusual disorder, this information comes from Wikipedia, and you may have heard the word tics associated with Tourette's, and this is basically the sudden, repetitive, stereotyped, non-rhythmic movements or motor tics, and utterances, which are the phonic tics that involve discrete muscle groups that are associated with Tourette syndrome. Motor tics are movement-based tics, while phonetic tics are involuntary sounds produced by moving air through the nose, mouth, or throat. Tourette's is one of several tic disorders which are classified by the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. According to type, motor or phonic tics, and duration, transient or chronic, a transient tic disorder contains of multiple motor tics, phonic tics, or both, with a duration between 4 and 12 months. However, the chronic tic disorder is either single or multiple motor or phonic tics, but not both, which are present for more than a year. Tourette's is diagnosed when multiple motor tics and at least one phonic tic are present for more than a year. Tic disorders are defined similarly by the World Health Organization. So it's kind of the world over where they decide on the definition of someone having Tourette syndrome. Although Tourette's is the more severe expression of the spectrum of tic disorders, most cases are mild. The severity of symptoms varies widely among people with Tourette's, and mild cases may be undetected. Now, I have to tell you that when I was reading about this, it suddenly occurred to me that there's someone in my family who I think may have one of these tics, and I hadn't even realized until I started researching this subject for the podcast. And basically, the person in my family does a cough, which, when it said about, you know, sort of the air moving through the nose or the mouth or the throat made me think, oh, gosh, that's this person. And what this person does, and I can only tell you this because I know they won't be listening to the podcast because they probably don't know how to work a computer because they're of a certain generation. This person does lots of noises over and over again, and sometimes gets into a real episode, if you like, of doing them. And so I definitely think that some sort of tic disorder that I've identified as a result of doing research for the podcast. So I hope that this is insightful for you, as it has been for me. That's not to say you need to start going around diagnosing people with Tourette syndrome, but you know, you might start to be a bit more aware of this now, because I hadn't realised that there was this spectrum of Tourette's. Obviously, you know, you can assume that some people have it worse than others. But with this spectrum of tics, you know, at the far end of the scale, you've got Tourette syndrome. And at the lower end of the scale, you've got people who do, you know, the weird cough thing like this person in my family does. Right, here is some bizarre words now. So coprolalia. Or coprolalia could be the spontaneous utterance of socially objectionable or taboo words or phrases, basically swearing, is the most publicised symptom of Tourette's, but it's not required for diagnosis of Tourette's, and only about 10% of Tourette's patients exhibit it. Echolalia could be repeating the words of others. Do you know people who do that? That's is something that's very tricky when you're having a conversation with someone. Again, I'm sure there's someone that I've come across before who does this, because I remember feeling slightly bemused by it and confused by talking to this person and seeing them sort of repeating the words back to me as I spoke to them, and it was a little bit off-putting. Right, here's another one. Palilialia, maybe? Repeating one's own words, which I probably just did about three times in. Oh my gosh, I've got Tourette's. Occur in a minority of cases, while the most common initial motor and vocal tics are, respectively, eye blinking and throat clearing. While individuals with tics are sometimes able to suppress their tics for limited periods of time, doing so often results in an explosion of tics afterwards. People with Tourette's may seek a secluded spot to release their symptoms, or there may be a marked increase in tics after a period of suppression at school or at work. People may not be aware of the urge that they have to do the tics. For example, children may be less aware of the urge associated with tics than adults, but their awareness tends to increase with maturity. They may have tics for several years before becoming aware of the urges. Children may suppress tics while in the doctor's office so that they may need to be observed while they are not aware that they're being watched. The ability to suppress tics varies among individuals and may be more developed in adults than in children. The exact cause of Tourette's is unknown, but is well established, and both genetic and environmental factors are involved. Genetic studies have shown that the overwhelming majority of cases of Tourette's are inherited, although the exact mode of inheritance is not yet known, and no gene has been identified. In some cases, Tourette's is sporadic, that is, it's not inherited from parents. In other cases, tics are associated with disorders other than Tourette's. Now let's have a look at the brain structures associated with this Tourette syndrome. A person with Tourette's has about 50% chance of passing the gene on to one of his or her children. But Tourette's is a condition of variable expression and incomplete penetrance. Thus, not everyone who inherits the genetic vulnerability will show the symptoms. Even close family members may show different severities of symptoms or no symptoms at all. The gene may express as Tourette's as a mild tic disorder or as obsessive compulsive symptoms without tics. Only a minority of the children who inherit the genes have symptoms severe enough to require medical attention. Gender appears to have a role in the expression of the genetic vulnerability. Males are more likely than females to express the tics. Now, this information comes from the BBC website. The precise cause of the symptoms hasn't been identified. Experts believe the metabolism of the brain chemical dopamine and possibly other brain chemicals is responsible. Tourette's syndrome may be inherited or may suddenly appear, which is called sporadic Tourette's syndrome. It is inherited. In its inherited form, a child of a person with Tourette syndrome has a 1 in 2 chance of inheriting the gene. If they do inherit it, they may experience the same symptoms as their parent, a different combination of symptoms, or no symptoms at all, as we've just said. Those with Tourette syndrome often have a variety of psychological problems too, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADHD. They may also have obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, and self-harm behaviour, although the link isn't clear as to why that happens. Now, so far, the information that we've heard from the BBC site there on Wikipedia doesn't make it sound too severe. And I did some research as to what can be done, and I'll share that with you in just a second. But I did also want to share with you this information that came from the NHS website, that's the National Health Service, just to have a listen to the language in this. How hopeful does this sound? There is no cure for Tourette syndrome. There is a range of different medications that can help to improve the symptoms. Gee, thanks for that. I mean, that's just terrible, isn't it? There's no cure, but we can give you medicine. Seriously, I'm sure there is another way. Let's have a look at what that can be. So here's what can be done. Learn to relax, because it does seem that stress and tension can make Tourette syndrome worse. So definitely some help, self-hypnosis could be useful here, and definitely using it with some positive suggestions for being calm and stress-free in the future, and even some stuff for the unconscious mind about reducing the tics, finding different ways to deal with that stress and tension. I also found some information on NLP Connections that said submodality work around anticipated negative experience may also be useful to reduce anxiety of future situations. So, for example, if the person is concerned about having, a tic or an outburst in a particular scenario, perhaps they have done always in the past, and so they always anticipate that it will happen in that way, in that particular environment again. Then we can use submodality work to reduce that anticipated fear. Now, what submodalities are is basically the coding that you have in your mind that relates to all your memories and all your experiences that makes stuff work in the way it works. So, for example, if you think back to an event from the past, when you recall it, there's certain sensory detail that gives you the feeling that you have when you think about that old event. And that sensory detail relates to what you see, what you hear, what you feel, and to a degree as well, smells and tastes if those are involved in the experience. So, for example, visual submodalities tend to be ones that, really drive the experience to either be, a good experience or a bad experience. And if you think back to a negative experience and you notice that you see it in colour, then you can change it to black and white and see if that reduces the impact of the feeling that the old event gives you as you remember it. If it doesn't, then you simply, change it back to colour again. If you see it as near to you, so it's a big image right in front of your face, then you move it further away. And notice usually when you move a bad event, you move that vision of it further away from you, it starts to reduce the impact of that negative event. Of course, if it doesn't, then you simply move it to the distance that feels most comfortable for you to place it. So submodalities are all these fine distinctions on our regular senses. So it could be to do with the stuff that we see, whether it's near or far, bright or dim, coloured or black and white. Could be to do with the stuff that we hear, so then we would think about volume, pitch, tonality, It could be to do with the feeling that we get. So you could even focus on the internal feeling, where it is in your body, if it's moving, if it's steady, if it's rising, if it's falling, if it had a color, what color would it be? When you start to change those details, it's a bit like taking a CD and gradually just scratching away at it. And what happens is when you try to play that CD again in the future, it just won't work in the same way anymore. Other suggestions that I found for Tourette's syndrome include EFT. So this is a tapping technique, and basically it involves tapping on the meridian points or the acupuncture points throughout the body. So it carries all the benefits of acupuncture without having to use needles, which is a plus in my books. And the other key part of EFT is the affirmations that you use whilst you're tapping. So for example, one would be, even though I have these tics, I totally and completely accept myself. And there's a lot I personally feel in EFT, with the linguistics. I think NLP ties in with it really well because getting the language right, getting those affirmations correct, seems to make EFT even more powerful. The other thing that we can do with clients who have Tourette's syndrome is to have them learn to use a non-related body part, like, for example, their foot, to release the emotional energy, that's building up that would otherwise burst out through one of their regular tics. And this allows that person to overcome that stress and tension without having the outbursts of unacceptable behavior. So there's my suggestions for how we can help those with Tourette's syndrome. Fascinating subject, and I would strongly recommend that if it's something that interests you, go and have a look at it. Go and look it up on the internet. Go Google it because there's a wealth of information out there, and I'm sure that there's even more suggestions about how we can help people overcome this problem than the ones that, in addition to the ones that I've presented to you today. But anyway, let's take a quick break now, and when we come back, I'll be introducing you to one of our hypnosis scripts.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development, and Weight Loss. Each hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcasts. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
And so this is a section of the quit weed script. So this is a script that's used for people who are smoking cannabis. And the script is available on the People Building website. And the audio version, so the full hypnosis download, is also available on the People Building website and also to download directly from iTunes. Here is a section of it for you to enjoy. In this trance, this relaxation, you are in control. Nothing artificial clouding your judgment, clogging your airways, or harming you. You choose not to do this to yourself any longer. You want to protect and respect your body and mind. Help it grow. Help it create. Keep it clean. Keep it healthy. Just think of how you can begin changing and embracing these changes as the new you emerges from the chrysalis into the real world, and notice what you notice. And those who are around you and choose to continue with their unhealthy habits and clouded judgments and stifled existence, do not trouble or disturb you. You wish for them to experience the colours and beauty that you can experience in this natural and easy deep trance that helps you heal your body and your mind to explore and create. So you find it easy to avoid being in those situations that would have in the past encouraged you to smoke harmful substances, because you are now acutely aware of what you do and don't put into your body. You want to feed your body and your mind with health and goodness and nothing more. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A mini podcast on CD with content that is not shared in this regular show. NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. Plus, you will be invited each month to the People Building Members webinar hosted by me, where we can interact with each other in our online NLP and hypnotherapy practice group. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, time now to get a look at the feedback that's coming from you guys out there in listenerland. Remember, if you'd like to send in your feedback regarding the show, or just to suggest some topics or ailments or problems that you would like to hear resolved on the podcast, all you need to do is email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. This one said, "Hello Gemma, I just discovered your podcast and really enjoyed it. Would you sign me up for the video ones? Thanks very much. Keep up the good work. Didier." And the video podcast, if you're not already signed up to that, that one goes out on the opposite Wednesday to this podcast. You can get it obviously directly onto iTunes now. It's also on YouTube. But if you want to get the special offers that go out with the video podcast, you need to be signed up to the mailing list. And to do that, just email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk and write video podcast in the subject line. So this one came in from this one came in from David, who wanted to give me some feedback regarding the MP3s that you can buy off the People Building website. So he was asking if we could add a little more to the descriptions, and he wasn't too sure how to use the MP3s. So, what you'll find now is, I think this was probably prior to the website being updated. So if you go to the scripts and audios page for each of the scripts and each of the audios, when you click on them, you can read a full description about what's included in that audio and what the benefits of using it are. And then when you download it and you've paid for it, then, and this is only if you purchase off the website, you receive these instructions, then it tells you how and when to listen to it. You download it and it arrives in a zipped folder. And then if you are unable to open the zip folder, there is, from the page where you downloaded it, a link to some software which is completely free that will enable you to open the zip file and gain access to your audio. Then you can pop it in your iTunes or wherever else you want to save it, or just stick it in your music library. So David also said, "I'm currently trying to work my way through Tony Buzan's speed reading book, as I love learning and I'm very determined about it. But I'm also desperately slow, easily distracted and get frustrated as the time slips by and I'm still wading laboriously through the first few chapters. most self-help management business and systems books. Your recommendations would be most welcome. The other feedback is that the MP3 file came through without a descriptive name. This may be an error, but it would be good if it had similar information to a music CD. I've changed this for my purchase, but others may find this confusing. Yes, that's another good point. So all of our scripts and audio files have got like unusual file names, like A0067. And the reason is it was purely for the uploading to the server purposes. It's kind of technical stuff, but you can easily change the names to the file name that you've actually bought. And again, the instructions on how to do that are on that download page once you've made the purchase. I've only just started listening to your podcast. Thumbs up. Don't change a thing. I look forward to learning more with you. Cheers, David. This one said, hope you've had a great week. I got the following Lance Armstrong quote in my email today and reminded me of you. Your sense of purpose, your drive, and of course, your upcoming biking event, which has now been and gone. So the quote is, time is limited, so I better wake up every morning fresh and know that I have just one chance to live this particular day right and to string my days together into a lifetime of action and purpose. And that's from Lance Armstrong. Nice quote, we like that. And he was also 7 times winner of the Tour de France. I don't think I'll be taking my biking activities to quite that level, Jeff, but thanks anyway. And then this one came in from Bev, friend of the show, who said, I really enjoyed your critique part one of The Secret, and I'm looking forward to the next part. I agree entirely with what you say. It's a very popularist approach with hints of exclusivity, which I find a bit unsettling. Plus, the film was most unwatchable as it was so transatlantic. Bev, you're going to upset a few people there. However, I did get us. It did get us in this house, which is me, an NLP convert and student, masters in 2 weeks and trainers training in September, and him indoors, he's only just stopped calling it my witch doctor course. He watched it with me and then began to put his outcome in positive terms and described what he wanted rather than what he didn't. This was a huge step towards, as the resistance I have experienced when I tried to explain NLP has been enormous. Considering he is my husband and also a trainer, i.e. professional communicator, I had found it all a bit depressing, so maybe it's first steps to positive thinking, which has to be a good outcome. Maybe what I say to people on my management courses, don't try this at home, is possibly the best advice. And as people who want to change have to come to that decision by themselves, perhaps I should shut up. Keep podcasting, they are great, from Bev. And then she also did a PS. I was really struggling with Cartesian coordinates all Sunday until my head felt like it was about to explode. Then, when I woke up on Monday, my unconscious mind presented it all sorted. How amazing is that? And that refers back to one of our previous shows as well. Yeah, it's actually good advice that you give us there. You know, sometimes we know so much either because we're therapists or because we're trained in NLP or because we've been listening to this podcast for some time and we know a lot about positive thinking. And actually, sometimes other people really don't give a hoot. They're quite happy stuck in their own negative ways and they don't want you to show them the right way to do things. They don't want to see the light. So sometimes the best advice is perhaps just to shut up.
Peoplebuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, so we're now moving into that section of the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. So just allow your body now to begin to comfortably relax. And this session today is completely and entirely all about the depth of your relaxation. Allow every muscle, every fiber, every nerve, and every cell in your body to totally and completely relax. Starting at the top of your head. And you can let that relaxation begin in the scalp and in the skull. And it's almost as if the neck seems to let go of the head. And the head can drift away on a short, relaxing holiday somewhere. With the eyes there now, comfortably closed, and totally relaxed. Even the jaw can relax, like a rubber band letting go. And that relaxation spreads down through that neck and into those shoulders. And any tension in those shoulders is unraveling, reducing, dissolving away. And that relaxing sensation oozes down through the arms, into the elbows, down and down, into the hands, and the fingers, and even the fingernails begin to comfortably relax. That relaxation in the chest area now, and relax the chest and all the muscles there. And now the stomach. Relax the tummy. And that relaxation is streaming down through the spine, through every disc and every bone, streaming down through that spine like a laser beam. And moving now into the hips and the thighs, relaxing those legs, allowing them to be comfortably cool, heavy and very, very deeply relaxed. Moving down through those legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And the toes and the feet are relaxing, just as if they'd been immersed in a cool, healing water. And you can absorb the healing properties in through those feet, into your body, and those healing properties are calming you, relaxing you, easing you. And as your body is relaxing, so does your mind. And as your mind is relaxing, your brain chemistry is changing. Your brain chemistry is changing to support a more relaxed frame of mind. With a greater sense of relaxation, long after this session is finished, you'll be feeling much calmer, much more at ease, much more comfortable with yourself, in a peaceful kind of way. Feeling good within yourself, that you can relax just as much as you want and need to. Calming your mind and all of your body for a wonderful sense of easy well-being. Easy, comfortable, wonderful well-being that continues long after this session has ended. Keeping you much more at ease. More comfortable with yourself. Feeling better in every way. And every day. Now, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, with your eyes open now, feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So well done everybody, lovely relaxing. And that is that for today. Our next show will be on the 22nd of September 2021. 2010. I very much look forward to speaking to you then, sharing some ideas with you then. And if you have suggestions for the show, all you need to do is to email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Let me know your feedback and what you think of the show. I look forward to hearing from you in the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, have a lovely couple of weeks. And when I speak to you on the 22nd of September, our next show is going to be all about sleep. So I'll speak to you then, and bye for now.